Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, what a difference a few thousand miles makes. I mean, in Florida, they're talking about making sure employers cannot put mandates into effect. And here in New York State, Erie County, we have a county executive, Mark Poloncarz, who he's bringing the mask mandate out again. Remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? You know, what's the goal now? Zero COVID cases? None of this makes any sense. You got the so-called vaccine. Well, you still have to wear a mask, even though Joe Biden said, hey, get the vaccine. That means you don't have to wear a mask anymore. BS. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if masks work, how come Poloncarz specifically talked about the numbers of cases increasing in schools where kids have to wear masks? This is BS. This is a fraud. And it's time you restaurant owners, my personal opinion, civilly disobeyed. You know, these county employees, by the way, they are public employees. If I ran a restaurant, I would do a cross-reference of county employees versus identification. Anybody associated with the Department of Health, I don't think I'd let them into my bar or restaurant. Just saying. Might end up sued. But joining us right now from the firm of Hogan Willig, where my daughter is an attorney, full disclosure, is attorney Corey Hogan. Corey, thanks very much for your time.
Good to talk again, Tim. How are you?
Good. Hey, so I'm curious, have you gotten a lot of phone calls since the county executive made his announcement, issued his decree today?
Yeah, unfortunately, probably numbered in the hundreds.
So what legal recourse do businesses have against what the county executive is doing? I mean, Corey, they're making this up as they go along, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, there's this executive law, it's Section 24, that gives these local community entities, such as a county or even a town or a village or a city, the power to declare a state of emergency, so to speak. And then if that's the case, it gives them actually a greater power than the governor has, because the governor in a state of emergency can suspend laws. This executive law 24 gives these local county executives, mayors, et cetera, the power to actually promulgate their own rules and regulations if they find that there is what they call a disaster, rioting, catastrophe, or similar public emergency. Pretty broad.
But there is no qualifier that what they suggest must have a proven track record of success?
No. I mean, not maybe the court would say, I mean, legally, if you're going to do something like this, you've got to show that there's a justification for it in terms of what you're suggesting you do will bring about the result that you're trying to accomplish. But the studies are all over the place on masks. My sense of it is the ones I've read show that masks, the typical masks, are very, maybe at the most 10% effective. But an N95 is probably 40% effective. So it depends on what study you're reading. But in theory, they should show that what they're suggesting is going to do some good to whatever disaster they're claiming exists.
Well, one of the things that I need to point out, it came up during the news conference. Mark Poloncarz talked about the number of cases growing in schools. We know that in schools, these poor kids have to mask a lot, Isn't that proof in and of itself that masks don't work? If you're using schools as an example of places where COVID is spreading, but those schools make people wear masks, why would it be any different for the general public? Are we that stupid?
Well, it's actually a little more complicated. I don't think that things are going on at schools. The issue could be most of the transmission goes on in people's homes, not in restaurants, not in schools, not at radio stations. It takes place at home. Probably in the at least at 75%, 3 out of 4 cases. You have to be with somebody in a closed area for some extended period of time before you're going to basically transmit the virus from one person to another. The problem with the state is that, in my mind, I don't want to get too crazy here, but they are being very, very, very deceptive in terms of the information that they're giving. And they have not given any contact tracing data to anybody. We've been asking for it for now going on a year, other than September and October and November of last year. And when they gave that information out, the good governor at the time, it was clear, and he said it, that the transmission problem is in the home, nowhere else. And since then, they stopped giving it. The same, after Cuomo came out with it in December of last year, they haven't given it out. We've been asking for it, and there's no legitimate reason to hide that, other than that they are hiding it, because they don't want people to know it. They're doing contact tracing still, and it is a travesty that they don't share that with the public. There's something wrong with them mentally to not give that information to the citizens. There's wrong. And when they go out and they talk about hospitalization rates and hospital beds, they don't talk about the number of beds that are shut down, and the hospital rate is somewhere in the range of between 7 and 9%. Within New York, it's about 6%, and Erie County, it may be 8% or 9% now. But that's beds that are available. They don't talk about all the beds that they've shut down. So they're purposely misleading the public, and it is really the wrong way of treating other human beings, adults.
Well, nor do they talk about the healthcare professionals who no longer have jobs because they don't want the vaccine.
Yeah, well, the vaccine doesn't work either, Tom. But look, 80% of the people in Erie County have been double vaccinated. And after 4 months, 5 months, 6 months max, it doesn't work all that well. And the positivity rates he's talking about is 9.3%. They don't tell us how many of those people are vaccinated. It could be 50%. It could be 70%. It could be 10%.
But yet we keep on hearing from the county executive and the health commissioner, the way out of this is for people to get vaccinated. Corey, you and I know that is absolute BS. I was told by a very well-known doctor late last week when I said, look, I had the vaccine. I also had COVID. Should I get the booster? The response was, no, you don't need the booster because your natural immunity will last longer than a booster.
Absolutely. And it might even be a violation of a doctor's oath to suggest that a person get the vaccination after they have natural immunity, especially if they do an antibody test. That's the one thing they should do. But doctors won't even let people get antibody tests. I mean, it's ridiculous. I had a client that said, can I please get an antibody test? I think I've had COVID. I want to know if I have the antibodies. Doctor won't let them do it. I mean, it's I don't know why people have this in their head that somehow this vaccine is the answer. It's not working. They might get a better one. Maybe they'll get one at some point where they can actually say it's safe. But at some point, we know it doesn't work. And at this point, as I understand it, with the booster, it's still set up. The boosters that they're giving people are still set up for the Alpha variant, not even the Delta variant in terms of the booster given. So it's no different than the original shot you got that's going to last for 4, 5, or 6 months. It's not terrible. It may kill you someday. I doubt that. They don't know what the long-term impact is going to be. Hopefully, thank God, there's nothing wrong with it. But some people have the legitimate belief that they don't want to take the chance, or some people have the legitimate belief that they don't want to chance it on their kids. It doesn't mean that people can't get the vaccine if they want it. They should be able to get it. But to jam it down people's throats, and for polling cards to be talking about vaccine cards, is nutty. There's something wrong.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from another doctor is that this COVID shot is likely to be a 3-shot series, much like hepatitis B. Corey, one of the things that I wanted to get from you in your time here is, you have been known, and your law firm, Hogan Willig, sponsors of the show and employer of my daughter, actually, But you guys have put together a number of class action lawsuits, the idea being to spread the legal bills among a whole lot of people to challenge these mandates in court. Are any new ones popping up today about which my listeners should know?
Well, we've been contacted by a lot of our restaurant clients. I haven't been taking the calls. I've been told, like I said, we've got hundreds. A lot of them are restaurant clients. I think there's a meeting that they were going to have today at 5 o'clock, as I understand it. And somebody from the firm was going to be in attendance, at least by phone, to answer any questions that might exist. I don't know about other groups. We're in the process of filing federal lawsuits with respect to the vaccine mandate as well as the mask mandate. We've got state actions already pending in Albany with respect to both of those things. The studies that we are seeing, and these are peer-reviewed studies. These are not right-wing nut jobs or left-wing nut jobs. These are legitimate studies that are out there saying that, for the most part, masks do not work, they're not effective, and natural immunity is highly effective. And the suggestion is, if people have natural immunity, that's the only way that this thing is going to be brought under control. And hopefully 50% of the population has it now. That's the, I think, a conservative estimate.
Explain to me, Corey Hogan, why the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States promises us free exercise of religion, but the state of New York strips religious exemptions. That seems like a contradiction to me.
Well, it might at first blush, but at some case, at some point, the society has a right to protect itself. If, in fact, you have something serious enough, like, for example, smallpox, and you have a vaccine, for example, from the Calvax, which is where the term vaccine came from, the Calvaca, that is safe and will prevent people from running around and getting smallpox to people where you have a 30% death rate. So at some point, society does have a right to protect itself. If you want to stay in your house and never leave, maybe that's okay, but you can't have people running around giving other people smallpox or whatever it might be. But there has to be a serious problem, and there has to be an effective remedy. We don't have either one with COVID-19. It is not serious enough to warrant shoving vaccines that are unproven, and we know they don't work more than 6 months, down people's necks without them willingly taking it. If they want to, that's up to them. But this doesn't hit it. And we've been told from the beginning by a lot of bright people that the way to handle this pandemic is to protect the vulnerable. People want to get vaccinated, that's fine. But the effective way of dealing with it is going to be through natural immunity. And we're going to get there eventually, because half these people, for all I know, that are coming down with the within part of the positivity rate have had the vaccine. It's, you know, it's not their fault if they've got it, and but it doesn't work.
Well, as you know, I was one of them, and a few other media people are in the same boat. Corey, the number for Hogan Willig, 636-7600?
That's right.
All right. Corey, I thank you for your time. Things are a little bit hectic today for me, as they are for you, so I'm grateful for your expertise, as always.
Good luck, Tom, and get the word out.
All right, thank you. Corey Hogan, Hogan Willig, 636-7600. They sponsor the show, and my daughter's an attorney there. Consider that your full disclosure. Let's go to, and she still owes me some money. You know, I guess what bothers me when I hear these politicians and public health people saying the only way out of this is the vaccination. The only way out of this is the vaccination, because I'm sorry, I am these people's worst nightmare. I got the vaccine, and I also got COVID. And by the way, my contract tracer for Erie County was actually very, very cool. He said, well, would you like to tell me who you've been around? And I said, no, I'm not going to tell you who I've been around. Just suffice it to say, we're talking about maybe two people, and they are intimately aware of the situation and are taking the appropriate measures. And I was actually, believe it or not, commended by the contract tracer for the steps I took once I didn't feel well. Because if you remember, I thought I had a cold, and I still isolated myself. And when I did go out, I wore a mask. It was once. It was outside, wore a mask, and I stayed a long way away from people. So that's why I tell you, I'm really, really, really sure I didn't give anybody COVID. But again, the idea that, oh, if you just get the vaccine, everything's going to be better. Well, I'm sorry. How many times do we have to hear about people who got the vaccine who ended up with COVID? Now, again, here's an issue, okay? And you know what? I don't know the answer to this. Nobody knows the answer to this. I had a very minor case of COVID. Maybe you did too. Here's the question. Did we get a mild case because that's the nature of the Delta variant? Or were we helped by residual positive effects of the vaccine? I don't know the answer. I'm glad that I did get the vaccine because I know that I did everything I possibly could to maximize my chances. But whether that's simply snake charming or whether there's any validity to it, I honestly have no idea, and nor will I ever know. But as I've said, real quickly before we break again, then I'm just going to get a lot more calls on in the next half hour. I had a doctor's appointment last week with a specialist because we got these surgeries coming up, all right? No sympathy is desired, by the way, but if you want to send me money, you know, hundreds in untraceable bills would be nice. But I went to this specialized doctor. And I explained the situation. And I said, do I need a booster? He said, no, you don't. You have natural immunity. It's better than anything a booster's going to give you. It's like, thank you. I wasn't expecting it from that guy, but that's what I got. All right, guys, I appreciate you being on hold. Corey Hogan called in, and that was really cool. And if you're on hold, I will get to you following the news at 5:30 with Tom Puckett on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your message for Mark Poloncarz, your message for Gail Burstein, and keep it clean, kids.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's Bauer Lee, News Radio 930 WBEN. I am so sick of this crap. And, you know, meanwhile, I look at states like Florida where, they, you know, they're passing laws banning employers from putting mandates into effect. And, you know, here we're in very blue Erie County. And ladies and gentlemen, all I can say is if you voted for Mark Poloncarz, this is what you get. okay? This is what you get when you vote for a guy who put out a tweet telling illegal immigrants how to avoid federal law enforcement, and yet puts out a tweet talking about the injustice of the not guilty verdict in the Rittenhouse case, all right? This is what you get when you have one party Democrat rule and total control in an area like New York State and Erie County. All right. This is what you get. You get, well, in a way, it's instructive. It's good because you can see what these people are really all about. They're not all about freedom. They're all about control and controlling you. You know, back, it's kind of interesting because back in the 1960s, you know, these were the people walking around with the peace signs and peace and love and rock and roll and fighting the man and power to the people. And now, as they're grown-ups, these people are the most controlling bastards in the world. It's ridiculous. And you look at other places in the United States of America that are still America. And you compare the state of Florida to the state of New York or Erie County, there's no comparison. Absolutely none. And I cannot believe, ladies and gentlemen, if the only way out of this is to get vaccinated. But now we find out that the vaccine, apparently, doesn't last as long as they thought. So that isn't the way out. Maybe the way out, anybody ever think of this? Understanding that COVID is here, it's always going to be a part of our lives, and you can either react by living with COVID or shutting things down and living in a bubble, okay? That's the choice. And when Mark Poloncarz went through the statistics very quickly today, he threw a lot of numbers out in a big hurry today. You know, the one thing I didn't hear him say is of the people who've died of COVID recently, how many were 80 plus? How many were between 70 and 80? How many were between 30 and 40? He talked about the increase in cases of 30 to 40 year olds. I didn't hear anything about fatalities. I mean, that's what we're worried about, isn't it? People dying from COVID. And as far as hospitals being overwhelmed, Corey Hogan made some great points. And another point is, hey, I wonder if the nurses, doctors, PAs, et cetera, who got fired because they wouldn't get the vaccine according to Kathy Hochul's mandate, gee, I wonder if the health companies are sorry they let them go because they wouldn't get the vaccine. Just wondering, that's all. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and it is Donna in Orchard Park. Donna, hello.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'm not a restaurant owner or anything. I'm just a mom. But you know what? I'm done. I will not comply. I'm done with this. It's all these lies. So I don't really have to do any shopping or anything probably till December. I have all my Thanksgiving things. I'm in good shape. But you know what? I'm going shopping tomorrow. I'm going without my mask. I just want to be a presence out there of noncompliance. I don't care how many places I get thrown out of. I just want to be that presence out there. I am just so tired of the lies. There's gaslighting everywhere. There's a total disconnect. There are these headlines and talking points that they're just drilling at us constantly, and they don't match the data at all. They don't match the numbers. They don't match the studies. And I'm done, and that's all I wanted to say.
Well, when you say gaslighting, what do you mean?
I mean, they try to tell us that we don't see what we see. You know, even look at the question from Tim Wanger today, and you don't get an answer. I mean, that was a good question. We all can see, we can see what's happening, and they just pretend like it doesn't exist. And I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, again, when I listened to Poloncarz and Burstein answering Wenger's question, which was, okay, you just told us that that COVID rates are going up in schools where people mask. Now you want everybody to mask. What's the basis for that? When they were giving the answer, the only thing missing was the tap dancing music in the background.
I know.
And a twirling cane and a top hat.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what I mean. They just try to tell us that we're not seeing what we see. They just say the same things over and over and over with no regard for the truth, no regard for the numbers or the studies or anything. And I'm tired of it.
Well, just remember, the only way we get out of this, Donna, is through vaccination. You know, just like our president said, once you're truly vaccinated, no more mask. They keep lying to us. They keep changing the goalposts. And I'm sorry, is Niagara County that much different than Erie County? Niagara County basically just put out a statement saying, we're open for business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And I'm tempted to go there and do my business. I just hate to hurt all the small businesses here. So it's tough to know what to do. But like tomorrow, I'm going to go into stores and I'm planning to go to like bigger stores, not little moms and pops. I don't really have to buy anything, but just to be a presence. I don't want to get the moms and pops in trouble, but I want to be a presence out there that we're done. I'm not listening anymore. I'm not going to look like I'm afraid of something that I'm not afraid of.
No, you know what? Fool me once. I don't want to repeat the expression because I'll screw it up like George Bush did, but, you know, fool me once. And I mean, the emperor, I'm sorry, at this point, when it comes to COVID, people like Mark Poloncarz and Kathy Hochul and Gail Burstein, the emperor has no clothes. Fauci, they have no credibility anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have any credibility.
Yep, I agree.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's get back to the calls. A lot of people on hold for a long time. I apologize for that. Carmen in Blaisdell, you're on WBEN.
Tom, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to shed a lot of light on this subject, and I'm going to try to be as fast as I can. Let me first tell you, I'm a facility manager with a school. I won't say the facility. Our COVID count has been lower than other schools. We have a small student population. But let me educate the subject, everybody out there that's listening right now driving home. Erie County Department of Health came down with COVID guidelines with mandatory things you have to do for grades K through 12. Let me say it again. Erie County Department of Health came out with these guidelines. They came out in September. Anybody could go on Erie County's website and look these up. Now, following these guidelines, they recommend that if you do not have a mechanical ventilated heated system, it's mechanical ventilation, you open the windows and you flood the classrooms with fresh air 2 hours prior to students' arrival. Okay?
Okay. Can we get to the basic point? I know you've been on hold for a long time, but what is the basic point you're trying to make?
The basic point I'm trying to make to you is Poloncarz is full of it. Hochul's backing them up. They're giving you guys these numbers. They're giving, it's because of the children, Well, all right, how many cases in what schools? Did Erie County say we got a COVID problem? I don't know the exact numbers of schools, Tom. We got 60 schools in our district. Let's get 60 guys to go out there, go to each school and say, what are you doing? How can we help you? What's going on? Are you guys abiding by our guidelines? Can we help you? They're throwing all this money at all these other things and make them stick to the wall instead of putting a little bit of money into school, instead of making sure the heating systems are working, instead of making sure the filtration systems are running, instead of making sure that the facility managers within the facility are following the guidelines. That's the problem. They're giving you fudged numbers. Yes, I'm aggravated because I'm sick of it. Want to know why? I don't play in my facility. I told my teachers right out, I'm opening these windows because of this. And I explain to my teachers how the venting system works and everything else. And I also explain to teachers, if you close that window, that's on you. If we have an outbreak, that's on you. I'm following guidance. And we have the lowest numbers within our facility, within the area.
All right. Thank you very much. Just folks, it never ends. They are never going to let us be free again. Are you getting it yet? People like Mark Poloncarz, control freaks, want complete dominance over you. It's absolutely disgusting. It's beyond disgusting the degree to which these people are crazed with their own power. And then when we see pictures of these people telling us we must wear masks while they play hockey or socialize with their buddies, not wearing a mask. Do as I say, not as I do. And it is, there comes a point where you got to call BS. And when I keep on hearing these people saying, the only way we're going to get out of COVID is if everybody gets vaccinated. But then in the next breath, I keep hearing people who are vaccinated keep getting COVID. That's an internally inconsistent statement. I'm exhibit A. You're probably, you probably have many more exhibits listening to the show. All right. So starting tomorrow in the morning, you have to wear a mask. 803-0930. *930 1-800-616-WBEN. I don't know that I can put up a mask for sale with Fump on it, but I'll consider it. Here is Mike in North Buffalo. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's what you were supposed to say, Tom.
Yeah, I know, but I'm so used to hearing George Bush in my own head saying it and getting it wrong that I didn't want to mess it up.
Okay, well, we're talking about, you know, the mask mandate and everybody disagrees with it, but what's the alternative? If vaccines don't work, masks don't work, social distancing doesn't work, what are we going to do? What's the alternative? Maybe we can come up with some solutions on your program tomorrow instead of just talking about the problem.
Yeah, I think we know what the solution is. Look at Florida, look at Texas, and I've already given you a solution. You have to realize that COVID is here. It isn't going anywhere. So all you can really do is do the best to keep yourself as healthy as possible and get on with your life. The chances of you dying of COVID are so much lower than if you're dying of cardiovascular disease. And how much time do you spend worried about a heart attack? Hello? All right. Well, I mean, again, if you want to know how to deal with COVID, look at Sweden. Look at Florida. What you do is you focus on the people who are most likely to die from COVID. And most people are able to fight it off just fine. There will always be exceptions, but even among the most vulnerable people, 98.5% survival rate for COVID. And that they're making it seem as though this is the Black Death, and it is not the Black Death. It's very unfortunate that anybody has to die. But just think, during this show today, every hour of the 4 hours I've been doing this, once every 37 seconds, roughly twice every minute or so, two people in America have died of heart disease. And yet, do I sit here and do shows on kill the French fry? We're having an anti-chicken wing mandate coming out because of cardiovascular disease. Now, you have to accept that COVID is out there. And over time, it will probably mutate into something like the Spanish flu did. As I said earlier, the Spanish flu is still out there. It's mutated into something that is not as lethal as it used to be. But you cannot close down an economy and a country and run around like Chicken Little over COVID-19. I had it. I've had worse colds. Not saying that's the case with everybody, but it was not exactly the end of life as I knew it. Oh, somebody wanted to know. I never lost my sense of smell. I've never really had much of a sense of taste.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.